You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
No need to doubt him now. Looking back through the years, you know, I look back and I was young when I came here. My wife's still young, but I got old. People said, I didn't realize that you had dark hair. They're walking through the museum. I thought you always were gray. We'll let the orchestra come around and join you. But I haven't been gray all my life, but you've done that to me. But it's been such a wonderful journey. I want to just say as the orchestra comes around, and I don't need an amen out of this because some of you might hope I'm resigning. I'm not. I have no desire to resign this church. As long as I have a half a mind and health, I want to keep pastoring. Now, I don't believe I'll make 60 years here, so this is a special day here. I'd like to. But and I'm not going to be an obstacle to you, I promise you. If God takes me through the road of cancer or MS or something, I'll resign quickly. I won't be long and torment you. But I love pastoring this church. It is literally, you know, Nelson, I was thinking, this is why God created my life. I know I'm fulfilling God's will. I didn't know that, Sister Doty, Sister Rutledge. I didn't know that all the time, but about 30 years ago, I knew God called me here. I just knew it. And I knew that God wanted me here. And I'm not going to get in your way, I promise you. Today, I want to speak briefly on this subject. Never forget. Never forget. Our son and his daughter, they're never going to forget last Sunday. They won't, honey. They just won't. They won't forget that ambulance, right? They won't forget that little... I saw that 13-year-old boy lying in that bed with all the wires coming off his body, with the ventilator on. You know, you put ventilators on as a last ditch. No hope. Yet the hope that they showed in God. And God did a very... Now, God could have taken him. God may have taken him. And God's not wrong. But I never want to forget that miracle of God's people nationwide. And Tuesday night, we had a ladies' tea here for the anniversary week. And many of you men, 50 or more of you men, gathered over at Clyde Avenue, just had a prayer meeting for our grandson. And it was so life and death situation. The doctor woke him up on Thursday, and as he woke him up, he said, Lawson, what do you love? He said, sports. What else do you love? I love Jesus. Now, he's hallucinating still. He's got these dreams going on through the drugs, you know. And so his dad talked to him. He woke up yesterday morning. His dad talked to him. He said, did you sleep well? He goes, Dad, I got to tell you what happened. I led Shaquille O'Neal to Christ last night. So he led him to Christ. Don't ever forget. John, you and my wife and I, we're all married the same month. You've got 2 or 3 weeks ahead of us, so you've got a lot of teaching to give me. But it's 1972. I'll never forget that day when Cindy Swanson said, I'll be your wife. That was the greatest decision next to salvation I've ever made in my life. You know, you have North Valley Baptist Church because of her. Amen. She grew up in a preacher's home. She trained me how to be a pastor. I didn't sit down and go to school every day and, okay, now you do this, Jack. That wouldn't have flown. I was too proud. But she taught me how to love you. She taught me how to give. The most giving person I've ever met in my life. She has $20 in her purse, $50 in her purse, $100 in her purse. It'll be gone by the end of the day. I promise you that. Tabitha, her daughter, shaking her head. She just gives. She gives of her time. I don't ever want to forget that. One day, I was telling Bill this, one day, if I go first, don't let her remarry, by the way. Don't let her remarry. She said, well, don't worry, I'm not going to do that. I said, well, don't let anybody ever wear my clothes. She said, don't worry, if I remarry, you're a 42 long, he's a 42 regular. So, and she said to me, she just saw the building this week for the first time, the fences all came down. She said, that rotunda is going to be beautiful. I'm going to put your casket right there so they can come by and see you. So things are looking up here. I told that to Bill. So I said, well, you're going first. But I don't ever want to forget these things. Amy and Heather, you're so sweet. I saw you girls singing up here. I remember being a roommate with your dad in college. He's laid to rest out here at Santa Clara. 51 years of age, God took him with cancer. He got up. I was listening to his preaching out here. I pushed the button. I don't know if did you see that button? You can push his button and he goes, why? You all say why. And he could preach. Oh, he's a preacher. I don't want to forget Wally Davis. I don't want to forget my mother and dad that sat right there where Brother Bill and Deborah are sitting today. I don't ever want to forget them. They're with the Lord now. I don't want to forget people. And that's what verse 11 says today. And forgot his works. They forgot his works. These people forgot what God had done. You see, he's instructing them in the verses we read to never forget to pass to the next generation something. Always passing something. Brother Panera's been on our staff 20 years. He's my son-in-law. And for 20 years on the staff at the school, and for 48 years, we've been passing down to the second generation. In the bulletin, it says 171 graduates out of our Christian school are now in full-time service. They're being pastors and missionaries and evangelists and servants of God. And 180 members of our church, that your members, you graduated from that school. I don't want to forget that school. That's why I go to elementary chapel every Wednesday, high school chapel every Wednesday, college chapel every Wednesday. I want to remember these occasions and these events with these people. Don't forget. Pass it down. Are you passing down anything to the next generation? Dads, how about you? What are you passing down to your children? Do your children even know how to pray? They'll know how to pray when you pray with them at night. When you're tucking them in bed at night, pray with your children. Pray with your wife every single night. Last night I was praying with my wife and she's smiling already because I fell asleep while I was praying. And then I woke up and then I prayed some more and then I fell asleep again. Well, you know, sometimes you do that. But I passed down a heritage to her. We passed down to Tiffany, a pastor's wife, Tabitha, a pastor's wife, Tim, a pastor, our three kids, all in the ministry. We passed something to them.
Amen.
You are responsible to pass something down. If you know it, if you're a mechanic, teach your son how to be a mechanic. He may not be a mechanic. Our son Tim's a great preacher. And I had plans from day one of, when my wife told me she was expecting, praying that he'd be a preacher, but I never told him. Never told him even when he was ordained. I told him after he became a pastor, when he was actually in a ministry. You know, I don't want him to be a pastor because I'm a pastor. I don't want Brother Fanera or Brother Thompson to be pastors because their father-in-law is a pastor. But God called these men to preach. And I'm so thankful for that. But I believe they passed, my wife and I passed something down to them. Are you passing down? You know computers, pass it down. Your own medicine, pass it down. They may go do something else, they can. But pass down what you know.
Amen.
Look what the Bible says in verse number two. Our fathers have told us, the latter part, verse three. Our daddies told us these things. Look at verse number four. We will not hide them from their children. In other words, that's three generations. That's generational Christianity. A MoFi down here is playing the trumpet today. He's got four generations in this church now. He was a high school boy in our church, and he just became a grandfather, he and his wife. Brother Harder, you have four generations in this church. So most everybody has three generations in this church. I go through the auditorium, four generations of people in the same church believe in the same way. Thank God that you pass something down. And the Bible goes on to say, we will not hide them from the next generation. Verse number 5, the latter part, make them known to their generation. Verse 6, that the generation to come may know them. Even the children shall declare to their children. They might have their hope in God and forget not his works. In other words, tell your children and let your children tell their children. That's what John Morris did. High school boy, graduated in 1981, and he had four kids, and one of them was married in the Flood family. And he passed this Christianity. He's been a Sunday school teacher, kindergarten boys, he and his wife, for 35, 36, 37 years now. Been in this church 40-some years, and he passed it down to his children. He's got two boys that are deacons in our church, and their grandkids are all in church. And his dad and his mother were in our church. And Kathy, his wife, her dad, John's dad and mom are both gone to heaven. Kathy's dad is in heaven 8 years now. They got a grandma here, Pat, and they're passing this down to the next generation. God bless you folks for doing that. Don't forget it. Don't forget you've been assigned a responsibility. Said, I've raised my family, I've failed. It's never too late. Work at getting back into their lives. Work at getting back into the life of another child. Don't forget your children. Then he says this, don't forget the works of God, verse number 11, and forgot his works. What kind of works did God do? Well, look at verse number 12. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through it. Remember that? He led them by a cloud by day and by night with fire. He cleaved the rocks. These are all things that God has done. Verse number 24, he rained down manna from heaven. Verse 25, they called it angel's food. He rained down, verse 27, flesh upon the dust of the earth. While the meat was, verse 30, was still in their mouths, they strained themselves with their lust against God. They remember, verse 42, they remember not the hand of God. They forgot his works. What works? How he turned the water into blood, verse 44. He sent flies, he sent frogs, and he sent the caterpillar and the locust and the vines and the sycamore, and he gave their cattle to the hail and the flocks to the thunderbolts, verse 51, and smote the firstborn. Don't forget what God can do. God can do anything. I love what Rocky prayed today. How that he prayed that everything that God can create, it's all so good, but none of it can give praise to him but mankind. Mankind's the only thing can say, all praise to him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave his son for man to die, that we might man redeem. Blessed be the name. We can give praise to God. We can honor God.
Yes, sir.
The Coopers, I just saw you back there. Glad you're back home today. God bless you. There's a third thing, and I told you I'd be short. I am short. Third and lastly, never forget your generation to come. Never forget the works of God. Never forget yourself. Verse 42, they remember not the hand or the day which you deliver them from the enemy. Don't forget yourself the miracles of God. Bobby Tafoya is here. Bobby, your son is our son-in-law. And I remember that day you were expecting Robert. And I remember at Good Samaritan when you gave birth to him 31 years ago, 32, 33 years ago. Your son's 33. Rob, where are you at? 33? Where's Rob? He's at a youth conference somewhere. Hey, Rob, how you doing? And I'll never forget, and I looked at him when the day he was born. I said, that boy has Downs. Bobby, you remember what the doctor said? If this boy can tell the color of a green curb, you're going to be doing great. You have worked with that boy. You've loved that boy. You've taught that boy. He was in our school. It was probably, he'd come by every day at lunch. My wife was the principal those days. I don't want to eat with those kids today. I want to eat with you. And he'd eat every day. He was so respectful. And he stood for her. And just, he's a wonderful boy. I'll never forget the day he was born. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the day so many of you were born again. Brother Bill, I'll never forget the old building 40-some years ago, coming down from the balcony. John Getch was preaching, and you came on down and made a decision for Christ. And then got engaged in a church service to Terry Fisher. Brother Bill Shilton, I'll never forget that day 40-some years ago you trusted Christ. I'll never forget it. Bob and Pat, you'll never forget that day. I don't want to forget. I'll never forget that accident. Brother Octavia, you were in, and your wife said, that looks like they're going to take his leg tonight. And there he's walking today. I'll never forget. God's done so many good things for me. God's done so many good things for you. The song says, count your blessings. Amen. Name them one by one. It's going to surprise you what the Lord has done.
Praise God.
Now we've been here 50 years. And I hope we have some more to go. I hope we all get raptured from here to heaven.
Amen.
But don't ever forget the works of God. Sister Rutledge, your husband was going to, I'll close. It takes me a while. Don't put your shoes on, ladies. It takes me a while to close. Closing is as long as the message. But Al said, Jack, we need some space. All we had was that auditorium. That's all we had. We rented that little trailer. But he said, we're going to build a 16 by 20. Brother John, your father-in-law, said, Jack, what you're going to do today, I'm going to work. He had some architectural work to do or something. He said, you're going to dig the footings. I said, what's a footing? I had no idea what a footing was, Brother Bill. And he said, well, you go out here, that Santa Clara mud is terrible. I dug all the 16 feet, 20 feet, 16 feet up against the building, through walls. After the next day he came back, it was going to be a little bit deeper, a little bit deeper. So the next day I worked at getting it deeper. I didn't know anything about building. And he built that thing for us then. He came in and framed it up and had it all built. 16 by 20. We put 60 adults in that 16 by 20. That's like this platform. We'd take the window out. I'd be on the outside of the window and I'd be teaching on the inside to those people. Then we built a 4,000 square foot building. We tore it down since then, but we built a 4,000 for the school. Then we built 32,000. I don't want to forget that.
Yeah.
And that's the day we had that accident, John. And I'll never forget them coming up to the roof and airlifting you off. You had a pick, right? You had a pick in your holster. And it shot him up in the air, the electricity, and he were dangling from that scaffolding. That pick went into that wood scaffolding and held you. They took a basket and brought him out to Valley Medical. I believe Valley Medical.
Amen.
And God let him live.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I remember that 66,000 square foot building. We built 250,000 square feet, Brother Bill, of buildings now. It's a lot of building. God's been so good to me.
Amen.
God's been good to me and all the ministries. I was talking to a missionary yesterday, called me. God's been so good to give us so 100 some missionaries and 400 churches in the Philippines. Now we're starting churches in Mexico, hundreds of them. That Christian school, Brother Fanera, thank you for keeping it straight. The college, Brother Oxendine, thank you. Brother Oxendine, church today, he's probably out fishing. There he is right there. Thank you for the keeping the college straight. Thank you for keeping publications straight. Thank you for keeping those college. Thank you for all you do around here. Thank you, Brother Flood, for keeping baseball safe. And the buses and all of it. Teresa Yeoman, right there, 4 years of age, came on the bus. Her brother is a pastor of a church in Illinois. She came when she was four. Now she's got a ninth grade boy and five children, and there they sit. Faithful to God. I just saw Carmen back there. Somewhere I just saw her. I just saw Carmen. Carmen's a faithful girl, graduate of our school. She's raising two good kids. Yep. Her boy Ashton just graduated. Callista's still in high school. And God took her husband. What a sweet girl she is. You're wonderful people. You made pastoring so easy.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.